Go to many major cities in the United States, and you might find a hot club playing gypsy jazz in the Django Reinhardt tradition. There are hot clubs of San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Detroit, among others. There's also the Hot Club of Cowtown, a trio in Austin, Texas, that specializes in Western swing. Players have been musical ambassadors for the U.S. State Department. They've played Lincoln Center. They've been inducted into the Texas Western Swing Hall of Fame. And as NPR's John Burnett reports, the Hot Club of Cowtown has just released a new CD that honors the king of Western swing, Bob Wills.
The three members of the Hot Club of Cowtown are sitting at a table sharing a pint of Irish whiskey on what for them is sacred ground, Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Kane's Academy of Dancing had loads of dances, and the Wills Band would play here like every weekend for years.
That's bassist Jake Irwin, himself a Tulsa native. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys made this rambling old cavern of a dance hall their home base from 1935 on.
They would go out on the road during the week, but they would always come back here. It's a pretty special place. There's definitely ghosts here in a good way.
When you clap your hands in here, that echo goes right back to 1937.
And now from Kane, 423 North Main in Tulsa, Oklahoma, KVOO presents the music of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Listen, everybody, from near and far, if you want to know who we are, we're the Texas Playboys, KVOO.
The Hot Club played its own show here in February, the band's first U.S. date after the release of its tribute CD to Bob Wills called What Makes Bob Holler.
If you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, then you have one foot in the grave, and it's 24 hours a day.
The Hot Club of Cowtown is Jake Irwin, guitarist Whit Smith, and fiddler Alana James.
We're so happy to be back at Kane's. It's so exciting to have all of you here, and we know that this is where it all began.
The trio began in 1997. Ilana James is the daughter of a classical violinist and an ad man from Kansas City. She studied comparative religion at Barnard College, worked at the Buddhist magazine Tricycle in New York, but found herself seduced away from the writer's life by the fiddle. Watch James perform, her blonde hair flying, elbow pumping, and eyes locked on the fingerboard, is to know she chose the right career path. Whit Smith was a rocker when he discovered Western swing working at Tower Records in New York City. His 1946 Gibson archtop guitar played through a 37 Gibson amp gives him a distinctly early jazz sound. After jamming together in the East Village for a couple of years, Smith and James moved to Austin in 1997, where they met Jake Irwin.
There's a lot that you can do with three pieces. It's just enough to kind of make it really sound big and really sound full.
In a town that's particular about its live music, the Hot Club quickly rose to the top.
People often say to us, wow, it sounds like there's five or six people up there, and there's only three of you. How do you guys do that?
They do it with the guitar, playing lots of substitute chords to create movement in the rhythm section, the fiddle playing rhythm when not soloing, and a percussive slap bass style that evokes rockabilly, right down to Irwin's slick-back pompadour. Even though the band was riding high, the stress of nonstop touring caused it to break up in 2004. Ilana James joined Bob Dylan's band for a spell and cut an album under her own name. Irwin and Smith went off to play with other outfits. As Whit Smith says, the breakup taught them that hot players are interchangeable, but the right chemistry is indeed rare.
I'd be up there on a stage with, first-rate people, But, you know, you just felt like you were pulling a wagon through the mud. And, you know, this band, you get on stage and you got to hang on for dear life because the other two can leave you behind.
For my birthday in 2008, I asked for my birthday if we could have the Hot Club of Cowtown back. And they said okay.
The trio has been setting stages afire since they got back together, making new fans with every live performance. After the show at Kane's, father and son, Steve and Robert Horner, came up to meet Alana James.
You guys top any performance I've ever seen. It's better tonight than it's ever been. Honest to God. My dad here is 86, be 87 in June, named Robert Horner.
That's Carnegie Hall stuff, girl.
And he's been coming here since Bob Wills played originally. And he said, Texas Playboys couldn't stay up with you guys.
Well, I don't know about that.
Robert Horner, a retired highway department foreman, remembered coming to Kane's Ballroom as a teenager 73 years ago.
You could come up here every day at noon and this thing would be full. No dancing hardly went on. It was just radio broadcast.
You used to just walk in here and listen to them play, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So right now to get things rolling, here's Bob Wills and Clint. Okay, Brother Luke, thank you. And here comes an instrumental we've got a lot of requests for tonight. We have a large crowd down here, friends, enjoying it, having a lot of fun. Sail along, Silver Moon, shall we? One, two, three,
up. You cannot play this kind of music and be like dour or somehow like self-absorbed or passive or something.
Alana James.
It truly is like this music comes through you and it plays itself through you.
Hot Club of Cowtown is currently on tour, playing their revival of Western swing and early jazz, and somewhere, Bob is hollering. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground.
And you can hear songs from the Hot Club of Cowtown at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Cowtown will dance around.